You're listening to SBS News.
As fuel costs rise, increasing numbers of people are returning to traditional forms of heating, like log fires. But while burning wood may be cheaper and is renewable, it has a huge environmental cost. In Gemma Smith's Oxfordshire village, there isn't a gas supply, so a trip out to pick up wood is a routine she's used to. Her central heating relies on burning oil, but that's currently too expensive. So rather than burning through her savings, Miss Smith's relying on logs from the garden. She works from home now, so she needs to heat her building during the day in winter, now focusing her workspace in a room with a wood burner.
I work from home, and with the price of oil going up in our village, I've decided that it makes more sense to sit in this room and to work on the laptop, but also to decrease the heating a little bit.
To burn wood safely, she's brought in a sweep to clean the flue, and she's been fortunate to find one.
Up we go with the brush. Now you need to insert that.
According to Martin Glynn, the president of Britain's National Association of Chimney Sweeps, there's a nationwide shortage of the number of people trained to do the job. His association reports a 50% increase in call-outs from people changing to solid fuel because of the cost of gas, oil and electricity. And most professional sweepers are booked up until next spring. Mr Glynn says it's been decades since the demand for sweeps was this high.
Not in the last 25, 30 years, the demand for chimney sweeping is the most busiest I've seen. People are in fear with the problems we've got with the Ukraine. It's generated very high energy costs.
But a return to open fires and stoves also means a return to the environmental problems they produce. There may be economic benefits to heating certain rooms with an open fire, and wood is a renewable source. However, burning wood produces small particles which create air pollution, especially if the logs aren't fully dried. Environmental researchers like Dr. Gary Fuller from Imperial College London say burners are already responsible for a lot of polluted air.
Already we know that around 8% of UK homes are burning solid fuel to keep warm. Together, they're producing more air pollution than all of the cars on the UK's roads. And we're fearing that that may become worse this winter as people turn to solid fuel burning just to try to keep warm.
The British government is moving to phase out the sale of wet wood and domestic coal, but the choice between environmental costs and the need to heat homes is a dilemma many households will face. And that story by Associated Press. I'm Peggy Giacomelos for SBS News.